You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you are tuned our way, trusting that you'll stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. We open our broadcast service with the Way of True singer singing for us, Be Strong and Firmly Trust.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempted luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and night. Be strong and firmly trust in God through every care. Be true and fearless stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed. The arm of strength to yield unto the tempted throng. For God is always strong and true to help and keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust in God. Fearless stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed. He is our rock, our tower high, and to the meek He giveth grace. A shield He is to them that trust, a joy of those who seek His face. Strong and firmly trust in God through every care. Be true and fearless stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed. He will forsake you not, He says, but the pleasantness He'll guide. Be strong and firmly trust in God through every test. Be true and fearless stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed.
The Scriptures instruct us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In the day and age in which we are living, it does indeed take the grace of God to be able to stand for truth and for right. The Apostle Paul said that in the latter days perilous times would come. I'm sure that he was speaking of an earlier period of time, but it is also true in our day and age. Perilous times are upon us, not only from a material standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint, because there is much spiritual wickedness in the land and in the world today. Therefore, the need of being strong and courageous for the truth and for the right. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for the grace of Almighty God. For as You told Your servant Paul so long ago, My grace is sufficient for you, and I believe that it is sufficient for us today. So we thank you for the grace of God. We thank you for your beautiful and holy way, and we're thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit accompany it and make it a blessing to each one in our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, apostasy, its causes. I will read as a text of Scripture, Jeremiah chapter 8, beginning with verse 5. Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit, they refuse to return. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, What have I done? Every one turned to his course, as the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heavens knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle, and the crane, and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of the Lord. How do ye say, We are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made it, the pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them. Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one from the least even unto the greatest is given to covetousness, from the prophet even unto the priest. Every one dealeth falsely. for they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall in the time of their visitation. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. What an indictment against those who were supposed to be God's covenant people. The prophet here points out the fact that various animals and things in the animal world knew their course. The stork, for instance, knoweth her appointed time in the heavens and so forth. But he said, my people, they do not know. Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one, from the least even unto the greatest, is given to covetousness. What an indictment, I say, against this people. Now, understanding why people in the past have engaged in apostasy will help us understand why people engage in apostasy today. One of the reasons why the children of Israel apostatized, as we have read here in Jeremiah, was because of their failure to consider their actions. Notice verse 6 again. I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Every one turned to his course as the horse rusheth into the battle. So they fail to consider their own actions and what it was going to bring upon them, what it would in reality cost them. In secular matters, even yet today, men consider their path and they turn when they see they are wrong. If they want to be prosperous, if they want to be successful, even in a secular business, people will examine and they'll take inventory, and if they see something that's not going as it should, they'll change their course. But in religious matters, many often fail to use common sense they exercise in other areas of their lives. What difference does it make? When it comes to business, it makes a lot of difference, but it seems whenever it comes to the matter of religion, what difference does it really make? You know what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And that wasn't true just of sowing wheat and reaping wheat, or sowing cotton, or planting cotton and reaping cotton. Paul was not really speaking about the literal grain. He was speaking about the life that we live. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So it does make a difference. It makes a lot of difference. And what we believe, what we hear, and what we consider, and what we give attention to. Now, they were also careless with the scriptures, and how true that is for multitudes of people today. Again, referring to our text, chapter 8 of Jeremiah, this time verse 7, 8, and 9. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle, and the crane, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. How do you say, we are wise, and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly, in vain made he it. The pen of the scribe is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them. So we're talking about the cause of apostasy. And one of the great reasons for apostasy is because people are so careless in regard to the scriptures. I am appalled when I consider how little some people put importance upon the Scriptures, or how little attention they give to the Scriptures. And I'm not talking about out-and-out non-professors. I'm talking about religious people. I'm appalled at how little attention some people give to the Scriptures. Do we not remember that it says in Deuteronomy that man is not to live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God? Jesus Christ quoted that passage of Scripture. He took it seriously in resisting the temptation of the devil. He said to Satan, "It is written, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Here we see from our text that Judah did indeed possess the law, but what attention did they give to it? What regard did they give to it? But their knowledge was inadequate, or at least their response to it was inadequate. A majority today, at least in my radio congregation, the majority of the people today possess a Bible, but little knowledge as to what it says, and they're giving little heed to it. They're giving little time to study it, and they care, it seems, very little as to what it says. My people, Hosea said for the Lord, or the Lord said through Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That is still true today. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And one reason why they have this lack of knowledge, I say, is because of their careless attitude toward the Scriptures. We read in the ministry of the Apostle Paul in his missionary journeys, where he came to Berea, and there he expounded the truth of God's Word, and we are told in the book of Acts chapter 17 and verses 10 and 11 how the Bereans were more noble in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so, or whether, in other words, they were true or not. Now we go back to what the Scripture said a while ago that I referred to. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So we need to give attention, not just listen to some preacher and accept everything he says, but study the Scriptures to see whether they be so or whether they be true or not. Again, the Bereans were commended. They were more noble than those in Thessalonica because they received the word of God with all readiness of mind. But not only that, they searched the Scriptures to see whether the things that Paul was presenting to them was true or not. I tell you, any true minister of the gospel will not reject or object to you searching the Scriptures to see whether what he preaches is true or not. I challenge those who I preach to search the Scriptures. I do not try to persuade them not to. To the contrary, I endeavor to persuade them to search the Scriptures. This I know. If I am presenting the truth and a person searches the Scriptures under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, it'll just confirm the truth that more firmly in their hearts and in their minds. So a man of God preaching the Word of God will encourage you to search the Scriptures. He'll not discourage you. He'll not tell you you're in danger of getting a wrong conception if you read and study the Scriptures. Not as long as you do so under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Now, another thing that's startling in a way about the Jews, the people of Judah, they were covetous. Notice verse 10 of our text today. Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them, for every one, from the least even unto the greatest, is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. Now notice, it didn't just say the average people. It didn't just say the congregation. It said the prophets and the priest were among those who were covetous. And that is still true today. How many preachers are out there preaching for the money? I remember on one of my trips to Nigeria, it came out in the newspaper that there were people there in Nigeria that were just entering into religion for a livelihood. They were not after the souls of men. They were entering into it for a livelihood. And it is still true today. Not just in Jeremiah's day, but it's still true today. But Jeremiah said, all given to covetousness, from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. Why? For money. You know, Jesus said, the rich young ruler who came to him lacked one thing. He had done this, he had done that, but Jesus said, you lack one thing. Go and sell what you have, distribute to the poor, and come and follow me. But the rich young man went away sorrowful. Why? Because he had great riches or great possessions, as we read in Matthew 19 and 22, 19 verses 22. And the Bible also tells us in 1 Timothy 6 and 10 that the love of money is the root of all evil. And that's why we are told to guard our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. We're also instructed in the word of God, lay not up for yourselves treasures on this earth, where moth doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal, but rather lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth does not corrupt, where thieves cannot break through and steal, because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now these people that Jeremiah was speaking to, they also had a little concern, very little concern, for the truth. They had little or no concern for the truth. Notice verse 11. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there was no peace. So they had little or no regard for the truth. How important truth is. And how many people get irritated at you when you begin to talk about the truth. But Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, on the condition that you continue in my word. Then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now Jeremiah preached to them the truth. He preached to them concerning the need for repentance. But false prophets proclaimed, peace, peace, when there was no peace. And what are the false prophets proclaiming today? We're all sinners. We all sin more or less every day in word, deed, and thought. We can't help ourselves. But that is not what the Word of God teaches. That's not what Jesus taught. It's not what the apostles taught. It is not what the New Testament teaches them. We must adhere to the truth if we're going to have God's favor and God's approval upon our lives. And again, Jesus said, if you be my disciples indeed, then continue in my word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free from what? Free from sin. Free from its bondage. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. We read in 2 John 1 and 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Does it make any difference what I believe? Just so I'm religious? Let me repeat this verse. 2 John chapter 1, verse 9. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. And let me also say, you cannot have the Father without the Son. He that denieth the Son denieth the Father also. But if we acknowledge the Christ, the Son of God, and accept him, then we have both the Father and the Son, according to the Apostle John. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Paul asked that question, as recorded in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 16. Beloved, the enemy is the one who withholds the truth. Yes, the enemy is the one who withholds the truth. Jeremiah was true to his people, but those prophets and priests who were covetous after filthy lucre, they said peace, peace, when there was no peace. Jesus tells us in John 8 and 32, the truth shall make you free. Now, also we find in verse 12, there was a moral callousness among the people. Judah was no longer ashamed to sin. No, they were no longer ashamed to sin. And we find the very same condition in the world today. We need to maintain a sensitivity to sin and call it what it is. But today, it is quite different. People want us to believe that we're all sinners. It makes no difference whether it's homosexuals that have their religion or whether it is a sin you must religion or whatever it might be. Who has a right to judge? Who has a right to say they're wrong? Well, man may not, but God does. And God does say so in His Word. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall in the time of their visitation. They shall be cast down, saith the Lord. So the Lord has a right to tell us what is right and what is wrong. And whenever God speaks, it is time for us to listen. Departure from God is always followed by moral decay. There are examples in the Scriptures that tell us this again and again. Departure from God is always followed by moral decay. The results of Judah's apostasy was destruction, just as is the results of those who fall into apostasy today. We are exhorted in the Scriptures, buy the truth and sell it not. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It would be a delight to us if you would take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. Our postal address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. We invite you to tune in this station next week when we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
All your troubles.